Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Mama Seven, and this is a Wonderful Approach Radio. We are getting into our devotions 2020. It has been more than a notion, family. It has been more than a notion. It is so funny. Devotions are... It's a modified fast. It is a way of showing reverence, appreciation, showing and developing and building a spiritual base to your practices. All religions and cultures have some sort of prayer involved, and usually there is some ritualistic type of fasting, okay? This is just what we do. And there are a lot of great practices that come from it. When you are fasting or when you're in devotions, which means you're making some intentional sacrifices, it means you're making intentional movements of your energy, of your thoughts, of your language. The benefits are usually, if you do it right, clarity, an understanding of your physical self, an understanding of your spiritual strength. There's so many things that come about when you sit back and you dedicate yourself to fast. Most fasts and devotions are not this long. Most fasts might be 3 days, 7 days. But when you take this, I've even seen, I think the Daniel fast is 21 days. So but when you take this out 30 days, that means 1/12 of your year you have spent in dedication in creating a God-centered life for yourself. That's an accomplishment. And so, and for those that have, that do the weekly, the Wednesday, so add your Wednesdays on top of this, then you're starting to really, really see the numbers add up. And then you're starting to see really that this God-centered life is not that far out of reach for us. You know, we can live a life in this world right now, 2020. We can live a world that is still, we can live a life that's still spiritually strong, character built. You know, we can be that in this world still. And I love that idea because this world does not have to dictate who you are. We get to dictate who we are. That's been the challenge since the beginning of time, since Adam and Eve and everything else like that. You know, we're supposed to be the ones determining who we are and how we're going to act all the time. You know, not just when the lights are on, not just when it's Wednesday or Sunday or Friday, whatever religious day you want to recognize, we need to make sure that we are being our authentic, true selves, operating in the range that God designed us to operate in. And so we have to make sure and do our work to make sure that we're operating there. So I just wanted to let people know kind of really what this is. All right, let me tell you what it's not. What it's not is irresponsible. So if you have medications that you're supposed to be taking, you got to still take your medications, all right? And if these medications require food, then do the food. You know, devotions is not the full fast. The full fast is for those that feel like really pushing and challenging yourself. But what we're not going to do is ignore that our body has needs and everybody can't do the full fast. You know, you may have to go harder on your personal sacrifice. If you have to eat by a certain time, like, listen, you have to eat by 7 o'clock each night. Fasting from sunup, which in South Georgia is like 6:45. So if you're fasting from 6:45 to 7 o'clock, still a major sacrifice, you know. I know those that have either, what is it, blood pressure, or there's medication you have to take all the time. And so what they're doing is strictly fruits and vegetables. And so, and I'm like, man, that's perfect. That is still a sacrifice. So there are those religious, I'm not a religion. This is a spiritual organization, okay? But there are some religions that are very hardcore, all nothing, you can't sip water, you can't do this, can't brush your teeth, whatever. And so that's not what this is. This is a personal sacrifice, okay? Now, I can't give up cigarettes because I don't smoke. I remember that was the first couple of things I wanted to give up, but it just so happens that I don't smoke, so it's kind of futile on me. If you don't drink soda, then you won't understand what that no soda thing means. You'll just be like, I didn't drink that stuff in the first place. It's the devil, you know? I'm like, yeah. So, you know, I really want to let you know what it's not. What it's not is a reason to be unhealthy for your body, okay? So everybody knows their body, and you know what health is, and you know what unhealthy is. So we have to be aware of what our body needs in the case of devotions. Wednesdays, you know how Wednesdays are. But devotions is not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be that challenge, that exercise. But, you know, if you are a professional marathon runner, you may have to do the fruits and vegetables. You know, you may not be even physically able to not eat, you know. Medication, do not feel no kind of way if you have to break fast at 7 o'clock when you've been fasting from 6:45. So I just want to go kind of do a little housekeeping to make sure that we're not moving in any unhealthy situations, because this is not about and see, this is why actually devotion is a lot harder than a full fast. Because if all you're doing is focusing on food, you're missing everything else. You're missing the spiritual development. You're missing the character development. You know, you're missing all those opportunities to develop the whole self, not just this physical aspect of self, okay? And so this is where I talk about spiritual maturity, spiritual discipline. You know, there's certain things I'm not expecting my young legs to understand, you know, and it's not that that they special and don't understand. They haven't lived that life yet, and so there are things that they just don't know. And that's why we treat them gently, and why I may be open to explaining things two or three times to them, because I understand they don't know. Us old heads, I might only give you once. You know, we got to come on. We got to get it. We got to work harder. You know, pay attention. Be more disciplined. All of that. So in this lifestyle, it's very, very possible. We're all working towards this, okay? Yesterday, God's beauty, I hope everyone took a minute to look at, experience something beautiful for them. And I hope you took that time. We don't get that time a lot of time. That, you know, they say you got to stop and smell the roses. That's because we don't do it enough. We don't take that time to enjoy. You know, this life will have you on the rocks, have you, you know, just kind of here, there, and everywhere and not getting anywhere. So every now and again, it's important to stop what you're doing and to see, you know, smell those roses. Think about those things that bring you joy. Think about how to increase that in your life. Without those good, sweet, positive things, sometimes, you know, the fight gets long. You know, sometimes those nights get cold. You know, sometimes these challenges can weigh on you. And having a reference where you can go and have things be sweet is so important, because that is, that creates appreciation within you. Without that, it's just duty. You know, you're just doing your obligation, and eventually that will get old. So, you know, it's important. Take the time, find out those sweet things for you, and to pay attention and to see God in them. You know, when I think about, everyone knows I love feathers, and when I think about how God put 10 different types of feathers on one bird, and then there's 300 species of this one little brown bird, and he has all these different feathers on him, I'm like, God, what were you, you just showing out that day? You know, how, why have, you know, all these different sizes and different purposes, and, oh, these feathers are to keep the bird warm, and these feathers are to help it glide, and these feathers help it, and I'm like, wow. And so when I think about how God has taken the time to put these many feathers on this chicken wing, you know what I'm saying, basically on this little tiny bird, I know that he put a lot of time and energy into me. And then I know that I have got to be this great, important piece of his plan, of the purpose, as to what the whole purpose of this earth understanding is. And so as I go into the beauty that God creates, you know, that is all around us for us to pay attention to, I directly relate that back into me. And I say me, I'm talking about us humans, okay? And all of the energy that he put into us, and all of, you know, God made us and put us on a pedestal, you know, for the angels to view. And we were always very allowed to be very close to God. You know, we have a different relationship with God than the angels. You know, God kind of talks at the angels. When you get to be fortunate, you know, God will have a conversation with you. That's a total different animal there, you know. And so as we're building ourselves and as we're preparing ourselves for our conversation, as we're preparing ourselves for the understanding of God's purpose within us, what we're supposed to be doing, we go into today's lesson, which is spiritual purpose. Understanding your spiritual purpose is like seeing the planets align. Is when you actually hear the angels sing, the birds will flap in slow motion. It really is an awe-inspiring moment when you understand the exact purpose, as to not why God put humans here, but what God put you here for. You know, when you begin to understand, and it's so funny, it's amazing to me, there are others that will know your purpose and your destiny before you. They'll be able to see it. And so your parents may have had dreams about you before you got here. You know, every now and again you'll meet a seer, a prophetess, a prophet, you'll meet people along your destiny path, and you'll be like, what, you know, and they'll be able to tell you, and they'll see it in you, and they're like, did you know that this was for you? Did you know this was your spiritual purpose? We'll have dreams about our purpose. You know, if you keep having those dreams night after night after night, you're waking up less rested than when you went to sleep. You know, all of that is part of putting into you that spiritual purpose. When you understand your spiritual purpose, you'll begin to understand why you were born into certain houses. You know, we could have all came through the same house, the same mother, same father, but because of our purpose individually, we had certain parents that were here to take us to a certain point in our destiny. You know, some of them were here to encourage us on our path. Some of us were here to make sure we got on the path, sometimes the right way, sometimes the wrong way, okay? I don't know if you've ever been negatively motivated, but that happens, okay? You know, you say, I'll make sure this never happens again. And I'm like, wow, look at that motivation. And so it's always very important to understand who you are in this big picture and how you got to this point and where do we move from there. And then when you look behind you, and don't forget our rearview mirror is tiny, okay? The front window sill goes from, you know, side to side on the car. Our rearview mirror is tiny, so we're just going to look a little bit. But if you look a little bit, you can start to see how everything in your life has been leading you up to this moment in time, right here, today. And then you'll start to realize how this moment in time is going to propel you forward so that you can achieve your spiritual purpose. When you were born, you had everything you needed to fulfill this purpose. When you're born, okay? So everything that you've been acquiring since has purpose, has value in getting to where you are, getting to where you need to be. Everyone in your life has been either a positive or negative motivator to get to that point. It's been our job to learn how to pull on those positive motivators and push the negative. Even when they're cute little puppies, you got to still push them. So this is the life that we're in. And you can, if you want, you can toil, you can just worry, you can be irritated, you can be defensive and jump up and down. You can do a lot of things if you wish. Or you can get on that path, you can learn what you need to learn, and you can move forward, and you can live a life rewarded by God. Now, you can live a life rewarded by these humans, and I tell you, they're like sheep, okay? They will switch up on you so fast. If you're waiting on humans to reward you, to recognize your worth, to do all this other stuff, I'm going to tell you not to hold your breath, okay? In general, they're not the most consistent, reliable forms of praise, value. God is always watching. Your guardian angels, they got your back. Your ancestors are here to make sure that their lineage is correct, it looks good, and is properly supported. So I would not put that much stock in our human partners. You know, charge it to their head, not their heart. But that's just not where you put your weight. When it comes to living the life that is to be rewarded, God's reward is the reward that we're looking for. So when we're looking to create the life that God has created us for, we need spiritual purpose. You know, this is beyond climbing up your corporate ladder. And for those that we have no drive, that don't want to go nowhere, I'm telling you, God did not create you to sit at home on your mama's couch, you know. And so we have to work hard at what God has asked us to do. And then you'll find the job or the career path will fall in place. You find the right spouse, the right one. If you have a spouse that doesn't support you in your spiritual development and in your spiritual life, I don't know what you're doing. You got to go back to God and ask God about that. Yeah, go back and ask God to open their eyes and open their heart and to make them really be a partner in the spiritual life or in a religious life or anything. You know, I don't know how you can be married and the one that you allegedly stood before God with in your marriage won't pray. Won't. How does that happen? So, spiritual purpose. I'm sorry. I don't even know where that came from. But, yeah, spiritual purpose. So the prayer for spiritual purpose, you know, this is one of my favorite stories. It's the parable of the lost son. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. You know, if you have the book, you can go through and read it. This is one of my favorite stories because it talks about a son, a man having two sons, and a son losing his way. And the son didn't truly get his spiritual purpose. And so, of course, when you don't realize that you have a purpose, when you don't realize that you are important, when you don't realize those things, then you make sloppy mistakes, you know. And one good thing about God, there's many good things, but just one of the many good things is that God is forgiving and he's merciful. And so when we come with the right heart, open heart, alert heart, a humble heart, then God will forgive us for the mistakes that we've made, and we can begin to get back on our spiritual purpose. And so it's a wonderful story. It's the lost son, parable of the lost son. And so take some time, if you can, to read up on it and everything. I want to spend today, you know, every day I have my personal prayers I go through before I get on the line, and then I'll share something that touches me in the middle of those prayers. And I just wanted to share a libation with you today. I'm looking at my time. All right, I wanted to share a libation with you today. Libation is when you acknowledge ancestors, spirit. It can be for a certain entity or energy. This is an old one. This is a Yoruba libation. Libation, because they are as many individual people as there are individual libations. And so I find them very, very interesting, but really all they are prayers. And so and libations are done with usually a cup, chalice of water, and they go, and I'm going to be watering one of my, I don't have as many plants as others, but one of my beautiful plants here that doesn't mind getting a little extra water this morning. And so it goes, Omi Tutu, Omi Tutu, Omi Tutu. I sprinkle a few drops of water on this plant so that everyone that is listening now and everyone that will tune in later will be blessed and refreshed. Ona Tutu, Ona Tutu, Ona Tutu. May our roads, our paths, our ways, our destinies be refreshed and blessed. Ashe Tutu, Ashe Tutu, Ashe Tutu. May the words that we speak be blessed and refreshed. Ile Tutu, Ile Tutu, Ile Tutu. May the house of a wonderful approach and the homes that are represented by each of us here be blessed and refreshed. Tutu la voye. May a blessed messenger proceed all of our prayers. Tutu Elegba. May Elegba be cool and blessed. And Tutu Egungun. May our ancestors be refreshed and blessed. Mojuba Aludumare. May we give you praise, Aludumare, the creator of all existence. Mojuba Aludumare, bye bye to him. We give praise to Aludumare and the ancestors that sit at his feet. Mojuba Egungun Wa. We give praise to all of our ancestors of good character. Mojuba Oba Alana. We give praise to the owner of tomorrow. Mojuba Aloji Ona. We give praise to the owner of this day. Mojuba Ra Awon, we give praise to the heavenly host. Mojuba Ia Inari, we give praise to Mother Earth, which supports us on this walk and on this path. And then we go into the blessings. Kikamashe, Kikamashe Alofun, blessings of the Creator. Kikamashe Iwori, blessings and protection for our spiritual guides. Kinkamashe, Yabumi, Yamonife, Mother Taylor. These are just my spiritual guides. Kinkamashe to all of our guardians, spirits that are here and that are present. And then we ask for things that we don't want. We ask for prayers and protection. Shield us from the things that we don't need. So we Kosi Aku, may there be no death for me and those whom for I pray. Kosi Arun, may there be no disease for me and for those whom I pray. Kosi Asan, may there be no tragedy for me and for those that I pray for. Kosi Ofo, may there be no loss for me and for those that I pray for. And then we always ask for blessings, 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 blessings. And if we were together, we'd ring bells, we'd stomp feet, clap hands, we'd get excited for blessings. Blessings, may there be monies overflowing for me and those who I pray for. May there be luck for me, for those who I, for myself and those I pray for. May there be blessings, blessings of the creators, the Orisha, the ancestors. May they always be around me and always be out for my best protection. Ashe. So that is for those that study with me. We study on so many different levels on so many different things. But for those that are doing the ATR studies, that is like key building block. You know, for those that are going through the naming ceremony, I'll be reaching out to you and giving you your assignment. We all have to work hard. We have to study. We have to practice. We have to expose ourselves. And so we're going to do that with prayer and ask that our offerings be accepted by God. We're going to ask that our actions, and it's for everybody, we're going to ask that our actions are becoming of the great prizes that we are. And so I want everyone to have a beautiful day. And in this day, in your writings, and I was talking to a young sister, and she's like, I got 4 or 5 pages every day. And I was like, fantastic. And that's because there's so much for us to be, to learn and be developing and everything else like that. So when you think about God's spiritual purpose for you, you individually, is so beautiful. Take the time to write it out. Take the time to share what you see and what you wish for and the things that you know are going to help you to grow. When you start to understand your spiritual purpose, you'll begin to understand some of the tools that God has given you and why those tools are so important. So I am so appreciative to everyone. These phone lines are absolutely lit. I'm so appreciative to everyone that wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I want to be a part of this positive force in the morning. I want to be a part of how we're going to start this day in the positive so we can keep building from here, okay? So I'm going to say amen. Have a nice day, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Peace.